Mike and John in the morning, we're here in the WHMI fishbowl. You feel like you're on display. Look out our window.
Normally we do. Oh, yeah. The cameras are out. The people in our lobby. Oh, no, they put them away. They put them away suddenly when I mentioned them.
Thank you. I hope we have
each other picture of each other taking pictures of each other.
Well, the reason we have all this going on here today is the Imagine Boldly event is coming up in February, and this is a chance for students to earn $10,000 to fund a local project. And joining us in the studio to talk about it, friend of the show and author, Denise Brennan Nelson. Also, Julia McBride is the director of high school instruction, Pinckney New Tech High School, and student Casey Orr. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. So who's going to tell us all about this big competition?
Well, I'll start. Right. So I am an advisor on the Community Foundation for Livingston County, and we wanted to engage and support teens in our area. So we reached out to Pinckney New Tech School. We asked them to work with us to come up with a program where we would pose the question to students, you know, look around the community, come up with an idea as well as a solution to better the community. It could be something that's already existing, or it could be a bold, as the title says, Imagine Boldly. We wanted them to use their creativity and their ingenuity and their passion and really just help the foundation come up with ways that we could invest money and make our community better.
So you brought these students plus Julie from Pinckney's New Tech High School. How did they fit into this?
So we reached out to Pinckney New Tech, and Julia has been working with five students. They came on board, and it was their job to really design and implement, you know, the things that adults can't do, like websites, and or that you're better at least.
No kidding.
And for their work, and this has been going on for months, they received an internship for it. And so, Julie, I think I'll let you tell a little bit more about, you know, how you fit into this.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, actually, it was almost a year ago that the Community Foundation reached out to us and said, hey, we have this idea brewing for getting students actively involved in the community. We want to run it by some actual high school students to get some feedback on what they think about it. So they came to Pinckney New Tech and solicited feedback from our students about, what you know, what do you think about this? And their feedback was so good that they said, boy, we'd like to bring some of them on board to actually bring this project to fruition. So here we have our five kids.
Right, and one of them is Casey Orr, a student at New Tech. And so Casey, when this came to you, what did you think? How did you work through this?
We were all really kind of excited to have a role in this thing that would affect students all over the community and especially help getting more people involved in making the community a better place for us to live in.
All right. Now, Casey, this event is coming up on Wednesday, February 12th at the Jane Tash Performing Arts Theater in Pinckney. Now, do you have a team? Are you one of the leaders of a team? How did you get involved in this part of it?
So there are five of us who are doing this as an internship. Katie Kramer, Brandon Loy, Michael Griffin, Sarah Darash, and me. And we all kind of work together to make the website and design the competition and oversee it all. And right now we're actually in the process of planning that competition.
And so that night, you know, coming up on February 12th, there'll be a judging process. And since it's New Tech High School, you've got some new tech ways to help judge these different groups.
We do. We've got, well, there'll be five judges. So there are three advisors on the board, myself, Doris Ostrander, and Mike Lay. In addition, Mike Murphy, our sheriff, will be joining us as a judge, and Rick Todd, who is the superintendent, of course, at Pinckney School. So the five of us will be judging. The audience will also have an opportunity to judge. So about 75% from the five of us, 25%. And so we're encouraging, you know, of course, we have 12 contestants that will be given 5 minutes to propose their idea. They'll be using PowerPoint slides and things like that, but to passionately talk about their idea and hopefully be the winner. And that night, we will be announcing the top three choices, and the winner will receive $10,000 to help implement the idea, up to $10,000.
And the audience participation, they'll text in who they like.
Well, unfortunately, we're not sure. We may have to go with the old-fashioned ballot because of the, right? Casey, I'll let you speak about that. The technology, I think, won't work in that building. Is that what I understand?
Oh, yeah. We just had some concerns about, like, cell service and stuff. So we are trying to work out, like, paper ballots and stuff like that to figure out how the voting would work best.
Sometimes old tech is the newest. Sometimes it's the best.
Show of hands.
No. Right. That's right. But they will be able to cast their votes. Somehow we will make sure that the audience has a say.
So once the three are determined that night, then how does the final team get chosen?
The judges will decide that night.
Oh, which, okay. So
it'll be announced that night.
Narrowed down to three, and then from those three, the winner will be chosen that evening.
Process of elimination. Number one, you're gone.
Yeah.
Number two left. But it should be a lot of fun to watch and be a part of.
It will be. And, you know, we're hoping people will come out and support our teens. These ideas are wonderful ideas. They are bold. They're creative. They encompass a variety of things that would help. I mean, every idea that will be up there is worthy of our time and attention. And, you know, the Community Foundation is really excited to, you know, put our money into our team.
Julia, have you heard any of the ideas that you can? Are we supposed to keep it under wraps? I'm assuming,
I don't
but
know.
Maybe
is it a secret? I mean, well, able to come out and hear about these ideas.
Yeah, I mean, that's
just general. I mean, just some of the things.
Because it's to improve the community, right?
Right. So some of them are environmental in nature, about the local community surrounding the school. Others have to do with better connecting different groups of students to the community. Mm-hmm. So really diverse array of ideas.
Some safety ideas that were interesting, and it's been exciting. We hope this is the first annual. We hope this will every year we will do this, and we will involve more of the high schools in the county.
Well, it's their future, so
exactly.
You know, they're looking at bettering it for them and their families when they get older. So that's
I thought
cool
they were
stuff.
Doing it for us. We need to take care of us.
Supposed to be include a lot of handrails and assistance, well, exactly. That kind of thing.
And we, you know, you. Casey, obviously, some of the other students from the team are here. They've made the trip in. They're not in the studio, but why don't we let everyone know who's on this team?
Yeah, so we have just 12 of us seniors, Katie Kramer, Brandon Loy, and Michael Griffin. And Sarah DeRosh, who is not here at the moment, but she's also a part of our team.
She's like the and the rest in Gilligan's Island theme.
And the rest. Yeah. So again, coming up on Wednesday, February 12th at the Jane Tash Performing Arts Center, 6 to 8 p.m., and Community Foundation for Livingston County with their Imagine Boldly event. And we'll have details on our website for folks to come and participate. And
thank you.
Fill the theater up.
It's a beautiful theater, and we want to fill it. The doors will open at 5:30. We'll have coffee and some refreshments and some cookies. And so come early. It should be a wonderful community event, and we look forward to it. So we appreciate what Pinckney New Tech has done to help us, because we could not have done this without you.
Yes,
so
I appreciate the opportunity and the partnership.
Good.
All right. Again, we'll have details on our website at whmi.com.